This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, we're at 7 after the hour now. Time for our weekly visit into the charts of history. Talkers Magazine every week puts out a list of top stories in the News Talk Radio biz and the people about whom we speak if we're doing News Talk coverage. And that's the name of the game most of the time on this program. It's not sacred to go down that street. In fact, I'd rather go down other streets, but from time to time we have to be grown-ups and talk about some of the real issues. And this is our opportunity, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and I, to go down that street, discuss some of the things that pop out in terms of our own opinions about some of these things. And because Rich is not with us this week, I've invited a gentleman who I have great regard for as a radio entertainer. He is one of the best people on the air. He and I were in the same building, although we didn't work at the same radio station. He was on one side, I was on the other many years ago. But we don't really know each other that well, except every time I talk about you or with you, I tell everybody how great you are, and you're not even paying me to do that, which is cool.
No, you don't, Doug, and good morning to you. I want to hear.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Crummy is here with us on the countdown.
All right,
Joe. Yes.
You know, Doug, I want to hear about some of these other streets you want to go down. What are you talking about?
Well, I want to go down Nixon Road and Edmonds Road.
He goes down the back roads, trust me, Joe.
Go down the back streets.
Some of these back roads. It's Friday morning. Come on.
Yeah, I know. It's a back. I live on a farm in Massachusetts, and they're all back roads. I don't go on any of the main roads. I go out the back door.
So, okay.
Speaking of that, I did not realize that your father had crummy clothes. And I just want to tell you, this is kind of a cute little thing. My father was in the clothing business, too, and I never realized that you and I had that in common as well. My father's in the clothing business, your father was, and both of our fathers wanted us to go into the business, right?
Absolutely. My dad was horrified I was interested in broadcast, and he was horrified. My dad... we had a family business in Albany right across from the state capitol. Every time you see a picture of the New York State Capitol with a huge staircase, you know, everybody standing out there, whatever, if you were to just turn, if you were standing on that staircase, you'd be looking across the street at where my dad's business was for years.
Yeah. I like you have such a great background. We all love it. Those of us in the business, I don't want to spend too much time on this because we got to get to the issues, but you've worked at some great radio stations, WNBC, WABC, KFI, KABC, KMPC. It's just kind of neat that that people like you can still kind of, and I say people like you because I'm there too. It's not just handling it down the straight and narrow or the main street, as we say. You are so clever in how you approach the issues. Have you got, by the way, your guitar with you?
You know what? Hang on for a second. It's always close to us.
Yeah, get the guitar. Joe tells stories using his guitar. And so I think that's an important...
I have to tell you, Doug, a little personal story. The first time I ever came across Joe Crummy, as a radio brat, you know, I was brought up with my dad. I mean, gosh, we listened to a ton of radio. But I had a friend in ninth grade who was in love with Joe Crummy and listened to him every single night. And that is when I first found you, Joe. And I'm telling you, she was mad about you. She was crazy about you.
So does your father, Mike Horn, know Joe Crummy? Have the two of them ever been together? Know Joe?
I've met your dad.
Yeah.
I met your dad years ago. Once I met your dad. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody meets him at least once. The return trip, we're not so sure about.
Yeah. All right, so now we've introduced everybody to Joe Crummy, who's going to spend some time with us this hour talking about some of the issues. I'm going to go through the list of the top stories as have been evaluated, if you will, researched by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which you can check out at talkers.com. At number 10, the Super Bowl. Now, you're an East Coast guy who became a West Coast guy, so who are are you supporting here in the Super Bowl? Are you supporting?
Oh, I'm totally going to be New England Patriots. Look, I'm not. I don't even have a football gene, but I'll tell you this: I definitely want to see the Patriots win just to watch Tom Brady get the trophy from Roger Goodell. I mean, everybody
sounds familiar, Dougie.
Yeah. About that. We got that live going here. Yeah, Jennifer was that. So, Victoria, I haven't heard you tell us, I don't remember you telling us whether you wanted the Patriots or the Atlanta Falcons to win.
No, I said the Patriots, because for the same reason that, you know, I like Tom Brady, and I think he got kind of a raw deal. So, yeah, I mean, we all kind of want him to stand there so Roger Goodell has egg on his face, because no one really likes Roger Goodell.
That's
well, you know, see, the thing is, I don't even agree, and I still want to see it. I don't pretend to know everything about the Deflategate, which is what, last year's story, and apparently still is. I think Roger Goodell maybe did everybody a favor in the NFL. Maybe I'm staying way out of my pay grade here, but maybe they were onto something, playing around with the footballs, and they wanted to shut that down because that's the last thing the NFL needs. Am I completely crazy?
That was a story. Yeah. That story was all out of hot air. There's nothing to it.
You know, I talked to Fred Dreyer, who played for the Rams and the Giants, and he said a lot of quarterbacks will adjust, whether that's using a bomb on their hands or it's, you know, it's how they hold. They'll always adjust so that it's more comfortable for them to throw. I just don't understand why the umpire, or what, the referees, umpires, look at me and my baseball knowledge, but why those umpires don't hold the balls? Why isn't it the ref's job to hold the balls? Why do the teams bring their own balls so that they can
Well, they change that, I think, because of Deflategate.
Yeah,
right?
That was so ridiculous.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if that's changed. But you know what? I mean, that's the question. Does it make that much difference? Maybe it does. I mean, you're looking for that little extra. Maybe.
Well,
you know,
I mean, think about it this way: if you're driving down the road and your tires are supposed to have 40 pounds of pressure in them and they only have 20, is the car handle as well? I don't think so.
No.
If you're on a beach, it handles better.
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't that the point? Right. Yeah. I mean, isn't that the point, though?
Yeah, it is kind of the point. All right. We have nonconformist broadcaster and gentleman, Mr. Joe Crummy, here with us. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen looking at the items that are a part of our conversation for this week of January 30th to the 3rd of February with the Talkers Countdown. It's 13 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, Geico Savings Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like she discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Steffen here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping and tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com. Use the code DJV.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
All right, 16 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review with parts of my gang from the Good Day program, from the DJV experience. And we have with us Joe Crummy this week, who is a very... I find him to be an exciting broadcaster. Let's put it that way. He's always got an angle. And well, I think it's also your voice. It's kind of the whole way you put it all together.
no, I mean
it's entertaining. God help us if we have entertaining people on the radio.
You know, yeah, we don't want
much
that.
Of that. All right, number nine on the countdown: the attack on the mosque in Quebec City. I don't know what can you say about that. And what is there to say?
You know, I remember the day it happened that there were two suspects. As a matter of fact, it has kind of slipped from the radar. When it happened, it was a big deal, and I remember the day it happened. One of the suspects was Mohammed, was named Mohammed, and it got everybody crazy for a few hours.
Right.
And then we find out that wasn't the guy, and now we find out it's some right wing guy. Am I right on this? If I'm wrong, let me know. But I thought it was some right wing guy.
Right, a guy with the last name of Bissonnette. It was originally reported, you're right, that it was like a Moroccan national or something who had gone in and screamed Allahu Akbar, but it turns out it was this guy who's a fan of Trump and Katy Perry, if you look at his online profile. So now you have people saying, well, this is our future because he liked Donald Trump. It means death to all Muslims, and
well,
people
are going
to go into mosques and start shooting.
Regardless of the facts or lack of facts, what this does is point out not necessarily just the nuance of the story, but what happens in this 24-hour news cycle where all these clowns think they have to be first, and so they'll throw anything on the air and make it seem like like a fact. Breaking news! And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're wrong. And they have...
Well, you know what I also I think, Doug, is we're also getting very close to that whole topic about media spin and media bias.
Yeah.
And we're real close. That's, to me, that's one of the biggest issues. I don't want to get off the top 10 here, but I mean, I think that's one of the biggest issues in the United States, whether other people agree with me or not, you know, whatever. But I mean, I think that's a big deal. And so when you get a story like that and one of the names pops up as Mohammed, it's interesting to see how the coverage kind of ebbs and flows around that.
Yeah. Well, it's changing landscape in America for sure, and that name becoming more common, but yet there still is that prejudice against Muslims. It's like the idea of having a Muslim registry. I was for two of the three things that Trump came up with. I mean, unless you're going to have a Christian registry and a Jewish registry and a Buddhist registry. And a what?
Atheist. One for
an atheist registry, right. Yeah, I mean, come on.
You know.
Yeah,
it's Match.com for my dating experience. That's where they all hang out.
Joe?
He dropped that, right?
Yes.
I mean, during the campaign trail, a lot of stuff gets said, and certainly nobody's better at saying a lot of stuff than Trump. I mean, this guy says everything. And he's not doing it now. But a lot of stuff gets said, and I don't think we're in any danger of having some kind of a Muslim registry in the United States.
Any more than we're in danger of having Roe v. Wade overturned. What I found most interesting this week about Trump is knowing why his hair is the way it is and that his prostate is healthy. Didn't you find that fascinating?
Yeah, you know, Yeah, there's a big story yesterday that he uses Propecia, and they had a big long story about that yesterday, which doesn't interest me. But yeah,
well, probably in those people who are detractors, any of that stuff seems to interest them one way or another. All right, we continue overviewing the top stories. You got to move a little faster here because we're only on number 8. Joe Crummy is with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 and change after the hour now. This is our way of overviewing from the talk radio perspective of talk radio hosts what's going on with the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. Victoria Keelan here. Kara Schilling, you can throw in your two cents with. I don't have to give you permission. Just jump in if we say something and you've got a thought on it. Kara's in charge of operations at our originating studio in Washington at Radio America. And I'm very pleased to have with us today Joe Crummy, who is an extraordinarily good, funny, thoughtful, provocative host who's got a blog called Evil Thoughts with Joe Crummy.
That's my blog.
There you go. All right, speaking of evil, number 8 is a focus on Ms. DeVos and her nomination. Of all the people that Trump has put forth, she's the one that I find most objectionable. I haven't been thrilled with some of them. I've liked some of them. I think the Supreme Court nominee is quite good, actually. But I find DeVos to be a horror show. What do you think?
Now, what is your objection? Is it the voucher thing with her?
She doesn't come across for me as strong and credible and committed. That's how I don't feel like she's there. She's in her game 100%. Victoria, what do you think? You've been watching this.
I tend to agree with the two female Republican senators, one from Alaska, one from Maine. I forget their names at the moment, but
Collins
they both
and his
Collins
name.
And Yeah, you're right. I agree with them. Looking at her background, she has no experience with public schools, and public schools in our country need a lot of help. And
could argue credibly, Victoria, that that's one of the problems. There are too many insiders, and we need somebody who's an outsider to sort of shake things up a little bit. Having said that, I'm not sure she's the one to do it.
I don't know.
All right, may I say that? May I say it then, Doug? I'd like to pick up that football and run with that one. I mean, my son, this is anecdotal, which just means some guy's opinion based on one guy's experience, but my son went through LAUSD all the way through up until eighth grade, and I actually audited his classes, and I actually went and watched what happens in public schools. And as, you know, this talk show host guy that I am, normally we just hate everything about public schools and we, you know, want to fix it. Or the teachers are bad and all this stuff. And I noticed that a lot of the teachers are really good and I really like it. But they could not control the class, the ones, because they can't control the kids because they're not allowed to do it because you've got all this bureaucracy. They are scared of being sued. They are scared of whatever's going to happen. And they've lost control of the classes. And what happens when that happens is your kid doesn't get educated. And I went and I watched it happen to my kid. And I'll even admit this. We went and had a couple of kids actually thrown out of class. And it's a political football. It is really, really a complicated situation when you've got a kid in the classroom to actually get them out. You can't do that. Public schools have to educate everybody. And it's anybody that comes down the pike has a right to be educated in this country. Unfortunately, you can't get them out of class sometimes, and they don't want to be educated.
And sometimes you have people that you can't get out of the classroom because the unions protect them. We're talking about the teachers. And sure, you'll remember last year, this guy who I think was a junior high school teacher that put his sperm into brownies that he fed to his kids.
Oh, that's just so creepy. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. Well, but look at how long it took him to get rid of it. The guy should have been fired on the spot and put in jail. Instead, the union protected him, and he kept getting paid for a year until they actually got him out.
So I'm making the case for an outsider, you know, fine. Somebody that is going to bring some fresh blood. You know more about her than I do, but just in a general sense, I have a lot of sympathy for public schools, and I've seen a lot of good teachers. I don't broad brush those guys, but I did see that my son did not get the English education that he deserved in his English class because he had a great teacher, but he was not particularly strong, could not control the class, and there was nothing he could do about it.
Yeah, that's the problem. That is a real problem. All right. Yep. And Victoria's in New York, and she's got the same problem in New York.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria and Joe Crummy. You say, huh? What kind of a name is that? But he's a very talented guy. Listen to him play the guitar. I want you to serenade us with your guitar for a minute, will you?
I'm just playing a few harmonics for you this morning. All right, back to business. I know we've got to get to the top 10 stories. So, I don't have any time for music. Come on.
We're having a good time. Victoria's getting to know you, and the audience is getting to know you. Who knows? You might become a fixture. If everything works out, you never can tell about these things, Joe. It's just you throw it against the wall like those evil thoughts in your blog, and some of it sticks.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, it's a pleasure. Let's go. Yeah.
We're on the stories. Number seven, the talks, the conversations the president has had on the phone with various world leaders. And I think he said, when you hear about the tough phone calls I'm having, don't worry about it.
He's just so unusually weird. I love him. I know that not everybody feels the same way I do. I just think it's really cool. Mm-hmm. He's just, it's really interesting. You were talking about Trump talking to the president of Mexico. I think his name is Peña Nieto.
Yeah.
And he said, and there's been all this talk in the last 48 hours about what he said, and he threatened to send the U.S. military military in to take care of the drug cartels. The Mexican military wasn't going to do it. And it's so interesting to see how that gets spun. I mean, there's two ways to look at it. You can say Trump said, I'm sending my military in and we're going to kick some butt. You guys better get it together because I'm going to invade you. I don't know whether he said it like that or whether he was kind of kidding, going, hey, you guys got to get it together. If you can't, I'll send my guys in. You know, I mean, I don't know how to interpret this stuff anymore. I don't know.
That's true. You don't know the tone. I mean, our military is very busy. I mean, they've got a lot coming up. They have to invade Chicago first, and then they have to invade Mexico. I mean, they're just, you know.
Well, if we get them the hell out of Afghanistan and Iraq, we'll be okay. We'll have enough people to do it.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Well, you know, Mexico's close. What can I say?
Mm. Yeah, it'd be cheap to have a war with them. We can get back for what they did to the Alamo. I think I've always wanted to do that anyway. I really, every time I see what those damn Mexicans did Santa Ana at the Alamo, I've always wanted to get back at them. This is our chance. Let's go get them.
Here we go. Right. That's right. And then you have the thing with the
Number six. Said the big voice announcer. I haven't been criticized yet for not using the big voice announcer here in this hour. Mm-hmm. The discussion of the sanctuary cities. And, okay, so you live in California. I live in California part of the time. I'm trying to figure out if these clowns actually do somehow prevail and make the whole state a sanctuary state. I'm going to try to figure out how I can not pay some of my taxes, because I'll be damned if I want my taxes to go to support people who are here illegally. It's pretty easy to go down the road of getting yourself into citizenship, or at least a green card. So the people, as far as I'm concerned, people that don't do that are just lazy. They don't care. They don't really want to contribute. They want to take. So that's my view on it.
Go ahead. And you're right about the state of California. I think they want to come up with funds to hire attorneys for people.
Right. This is protecting people that are here illegally. Great.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, no, I want you to fix the potholes, you know, seriously. And that's the kind of, there is, you know, I live in L.A. Crime is an issue. There's no question about it. I want to see more, you know, I want to make, you know, California great again. Okay.
You know what I'd like to do? This will drive Victoria nuts. I'm going to say it sort of tongue-in-cheekishly. But if we could get rid of all of the illegals, we wouldn't have so much traffic on the 405, and we might actually be able to get somewhere on time. Right.
You know, if you live in L.A., and New York is a little bit different. Thank God when I worked in New York, I lived in the city, so I didn't have to do the commute. It's enough to kill you, man. I mean, and the same thing in L.A. You know, you take a look at the traffic on the freeways, and I do the best I can to avoid them at all costs. And certainly during dry time, I wouldn't be caught dead on the freeway. You're stuck, and I'm thinking, why are we spending money on that, you know, something else, when the infrastructure totally needs work in L.A.? This is not 1965 anymore.
The roads look like
when all the freeways were new and glistening and they looked great and all that. It ain't the case. That's Hollywood freeways, 50, 65 years old now. It's not the same.
Yep. You're right about that. All right. Let's keep moving here. Number five on the list of the top 10 stories from the research at Talkers Magazine is a focus on the National Prayer Breakfast, at which Mr. Trump said something doesn't set particularly well. I don't know how it sets him. I don't think I like it, but I'm not sure that we understand exactly what he said, because he said it sort of in an off-the-cuff manner, and of course everybody takes it literally. Do we give the churches the opportunity to change the law, which probably he can't get done anyway, unless he can do it by edict. The Johnson rule or Johnson law, or something like that.
Well,
something has to do with your Johnson.
I think the House has already drawn up a bill to change it. Paul Ryan wants to change it too. I mean,
there's just the tax exempt thing. Are you guys talking about tax exemption?
Tax exemption. We're not supposed to. If you're tax exempt, you're not supposed to. If you have tax exempt status, you're not supposed to talk about or be involved in politics.
Right.
And
which is a good thing, because, you know, we're supposed to be about separation of church and state, so that, like, should be a good thing, but apparently he wants to overturn that.
You know, Victor, I think I kind of agree with you. I'm like, you know how far back this goes? This notion of churches not paying taxes goes back to the Emperor Constantine. It goes back to 312 A.D. I mean, it goes way, way back, the idea that churches need to be promoted and all that kind of stuff, and so we're not going to tax them. They can hold property and all of that.
Right.
I don't know how – I agree with Doug. I don't know how far they're going to get on that.
No. Mm.
Well, here's the other thing. I think Doug buried the lead here. Joe and I were just talking about this during the break. The highlight of the prayer breakfast was the Arnold Schwarzenegger versus Trump in the ratings banter.
I think that's funny.
Right, if I got
I mean, it's psychotic, but it is funny.
No, it's funny. What he said to Arnold says in his retweet, okay, you take my job, I'll take yours.
Right, but that's after Trump took shots at Arnold during a prayer breakfast. King Abdullah is sitting there, and Trump's talking about ratings on The Apprentice.
I just think that's cool. You know, the problem with Arnold is that he peaked when he was governor of California. He was hot. He was on his way. I remember thinking, oh, my God, we better change the Constitution because this guy's going to run for president.
Well, yeah, you can't run. But he would have been – I'd be an interesting president, actually.
Was it changed? I thought he's not a citizen of the United States. You can't be president.
Yeah, right. If you're not a born citizen,
didn't
affect Ted Cruz any. He still wanted to be president. And then,
you know what? You may have the on that. But I mean, the thing about Schwarzenegger, I just think he's in a weaker position now. I mean, he got to governor. He had a hell of a mojo. And I don't think he had a very successful 8 years bumping up against the California legislature. I mean, I don't want to drag this back into politics again. But I thought Trump was outrageous when he said it. But he's an outrageous guy. And I think it's funny and it's different. I know Victoria is horrified. But
I think it's funny and it's different. I agree with all that, but like, if he wasn't the guy at the desk at the Oval Office, I would think that it was hysterical, and I would be on his side. I mean, but it's you know, the confluence of Trump, the pop culture celebrity, and Trump, the president of the free world, is very difficult for me to reconcile. And I think that's a lot of us liberals. We kind of have that issue with him. So it's tough.
I mean, I kind of get that. I think you're going to have plenty of time to try to get used to it, but I think you're right. I don't disagree. It's just weird. It's so different. I mean, Trump is outside the boundaries of a traditional politician.
He's off the reservation, Joe.
All right, we got to move on. All right, let's go.
We have to pause for a moment for one of those exciting commercial breaks, after which we will try to top out the top three here as we have time. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with a reassertion of the people list. We have two lists, the people list, the stories list. So let me take a minute to review. So for those of you who may not have heard the context of which some of the conversation comes and revolves around some of these people, here's the list for this week. At number 10, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Number 9, Betsy DeVos. Number 8, Rex Tillerson. Number 7, Milo Yiannopoulos. Number 6, Paul Ryan. Number 5, Barack Obama. 4, John McCain. 3, Neil Gorsuch. 2, Stephen K. Bannon. 1, Donald Trump. Interesting that people are spending that much time. I don't know why we waste a lot of time on Yiannopoulos or whatever his name is. It's very interesting because the attention that was given to Barack Obama this week, in terms of where he was on that vacation island owned by Richard Branson, I think it's kind of cool under the circumstances. That's my view of the people list. So Joe Crummy and Victoria Keelan entertaining you with their thoughts on our review we have every week at this time of the charts from Talkers Magazine, 43 past the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. More than 25 million Americans have varicose veins, and while they're a cosmetic issue for most people, large varicose veins can lead to more serious health problems.
Blood clots are complications of large varicose veins, and there are two types of blood clots. One is what we call deep vein blood clots, and the other one is superficial thrombophlebitis.
And it's those that Dr. Peter Glavitsky says form in the varicose veins. There are several symptoms to look out for that would require immediate treatment.
Skin changes, edema, history of phlebitis, history of bleeding, and venous ulcers.
The good news is that treatment for varicose veins has changed dramatically in the last 10 years. There are a number of tactics, including minimally invasive procedures using either laser or radio frequency energy, that can be utilized. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Steffen here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping and tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I resisted the temptation to make reference to President Obama and what Trump said. I thought I was really a good boy by not doing that, as we look at these stories because of the, you know, the whole business that was created and it sort of went away. But then the listeners take a shot back at me. What about President Obama? He changed the, you know, so.
What about him?
Still people don't think he was a citizen. He was born in Borneo.
Oh my God. If anybody's still hanging on to that, get like a hobby or meet some new people.
You know what's weird about President Obama? I don't want to get into a wacko thing here, but I mean, he went to Columbia, which I think, is it Columbia or was it NYU? I think it was Columbia. Which is pretty impressive, but apparently nobody remembers him. I've read it and I can't believe that could be possible.
A lot of people, and you know what, people say, oh, people went to Princeton with Michelle Obama, said, oh, I don't remember her there. I mean, it's, come on, you know, how many people did you really know when you were in college?
All right, let's keep moving.
You didn't know him.
Got a couple of more. Good ones. We only got a couple of minutes. The number three item is the Berkeley. How do we pronounce this guy's name? Yiannopoulos.
Yiannopoulos.
What a waste of time he is. And I mean that in every sense. All he's looking for. Remember when Ann Coulter used to do all that outrageous stuff, and now she's become mainstream just so somebody would pay attention to her. That's what this guy is. You know, he's a,
pretty much. I mean, I've looked at him. I read some of his stuff last night and listened to him speak. First of all, he's an English guy. What do we care what he thinks anyway? But he's he's your typical sort of screamer conservative guy who goes on college campuses because he knows he's going to make everybody crazy. And I don't even know how or why he got booked into Berkeley. I mean, that's just...
Somebody who was absent that day who didn't look at his resume too carefully. All right. Well, the top two stories are all about Trump's nominations, but more specifically Gorsuch. And my quick overview or read on him is that he's qualified. He'd make a good judge, maybe a little right of center for some people's taste, but I think he's smart, provocative, thoughtful. All right, that's it. What about you, Victoria?
Well, I mean, you know, based on his track record, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, Doug, where I stand on women's issues. And then, you know, so Trump said he was going to find a SCOTUS nominee who would seek to overturn Roe v. Wade. I mean,
that's what he said, but he knows that's not possible and it's not going to happen.
Well, I hope you're right, but that's something that women are still, you know,
that causes. If there's anything that will cause a real revolution in this country,
I agree
that's
with
it.
Yeah.
All right. So what about you, Joe? What do you think? 30 seconds.
I don't think it would be so bad if the United States took a second look at abortion after 40 or 50 years of it. I'm not against that, but I don't think it's going to happen. I agree with you. I don't think they're going to go there. So I'm okay with the guy. I think he's a little. I don't agree with him with regard to euthanasia.
That's off the mainstream map. But I mean, in general, he can kind of figure things out, and I think that's kind of what we need there. Maybe somebody a little more moderate, but I think he'd be okay. All right, what I think is okay is having you here. You're invited back anytime, Joe Crummy, ladies and gentlemen, on the air with Victoria and Doug at 10 minutes for the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time and a review of the top five items. Seems like just a week ago we did the same thing. Victoria, isn't that amazing how that works?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Top five items that seem to register with folks who are into social media. So let's do a Tech Talk time with number... Oh, wait a minute. Am I doing the big voice announcer or Jennifer?
That's what you usually do.
I do the big voice announcer. Okay, here. All right, number five this week...
Instagram announced, well, not they unofficially let it leak, so it hasn't been officially announced yet, but their next big update is going to be really, really great for Instagram users. Right now, if you are familiar with Instagram or if you have an account, you know that you get one picture per post, and then you can't swipe left or right through it like you could on an iPhone when you're looking through a photo album. So now Instagram has upgraded their site to they've done some testing in certain markets with advertisers, but it's eventually going to roll out to all users. So now you'll be able to have multiple photos per post. So you'll have one cover photo. Let's say you go on vacation, you'll have one cover photo of a beach, and then when someone goes to look at your Instagram post, if they double click on that picture, then they get to see your whole photo album, which is really, for Instagram users and lovers, this is a really cool update that is definitely going to be a game changer, and it makes Instagram, it puts them on par with other photo sharing sites because of the multiple posts, you know, multiple pictures per post. So that's going to be a really exciting Instagram update.
All right, number four this week in our look at the top five tech stories.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has, he may be one of the most active and involved CEOs of any tech company. He is, he's been trying all different types of approaches. One of the best things I think Facebook has done is buy Instagram, because Instagram has really blown up as a social media platform. But now Facebook itself also wants to compete with TV. And he, a few weeks ago, we talked about ads being put on Facebook videos and mid-roll ads. Those are the type of ads you get halfway through your content and you have to sit through them. There's no way to click off them or anything. So he's experimenting with that now, and ads are popping up more and more on Facebook. But the reason he did that is because he wants to make it a platform for live video. So he says he wants to compete with Netflix and HBO, and they're going to have paid content, video content, where they want it like episodic, like you go in week after week to see whatever content they're giving you, and you're going to get hooked like you would with Game of Thrones. So it's a lofty ambition, but you know, if anyone could pull it off, it's probably Mark Zuckerberg.
Yep, very smart guy. All right, number three on our countdown of the top five items from the world of technology this week, Victoria.
As virtual reality gets bigger and bigger and becomes more affordable, the prices have really dropped on a lot of those headgear sets where you snap your headphone into it and then you put it on your face like a mask, and then you're in the virtual reality world. As more and more of those become available, Samsung Gear is the most popular one. They've sold, I think, 10 million units so far. They've paired up with Citibank, which is just goes by Citi now, Live Nation, and Next VR, which stands for virtual reality, and they've announced a partnership that they're going to bring 10 live concerts of major artists. They have not announced specific artists yet, but they said 10 of the biggest artists in the world, and you'll be able to experience a live concert through virtual reality headsets. So that's going to, they say that the app will be available by the end of 2016, it started rolling out at the end of 2016, and then by the end of this year, we'll actually be immersed in these live virtual reality concerts. So maybe you can go see Adele.
Let's hope. Okay, number two, I think, is the most important one. There's a criticism from the peanut gallery about the big voice announcer. So, Kara, have the real big voice announcer standing by for number one, will you please? All right. Now, number two there, Victoria.
A phone scam.
This is very important, by the way. Listen.
Yeah, this is a phone scam that is still going on, but people have caught on to it now, thankfully. If you are on your cell phone and you see a number that you don't recognize, but it's from an area code that seems familiar, and you answer it, and all you hear is someone saying, "Can you hear me? Can you hear me?" Mm-hmm. Do not answer yes. Hang up immediately and call 911. The police have actually urged you to do this. Call 911 and report this. This is a scam. What they're doing is they're recording your voice saying yes and saying that they can acknowledge you, and then they're tapping into all of your bank accounts and everything. It's a horrible scam, and a lot of people have fallen victim to it.
All right. Where's the big voice announcer?
Number one.
All right, Victoria.
Uber has spent all week. Uber has spent all week trying to recover from the backlash of the hashtag delete Uber. This, of course, stems from the JFK airport protests, and Uber is trying to clean it up. And the latest update is Travis, what's his last name? The CEO has stepped down from Trump's advisory board.
Okay, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Top five items this week in technology.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.